KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's 26 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And in the news at this hour, we find that nearly 30,000 public sector workers in Iowa have voted this month to have a union represent them in contract talks. A state law passed in 2017 requires unions for state workers, teachers, and other public service sector employees to win recertification votes every 2 years. Michael Baranek is president of the Iowa State Education Association, the union for Iowa's educators.
We're very excited that we once again achieved very good numbers with our recertification vote. This year we had 100% of the local associations that were up for recertification to vote to maintain their contracts.
And this past 2 weeks, members of the 64 of the ISEA local unions voted to maintain their bargaining unit. Baranek says these overwhelming votes show teachers want his union's representation despite obstacle opponents of the labor movement created by requiring these yearly votes.
When we have folks who are working in our buildings way past the contract day, working on weekends to ensure that not only are their schools safe and healthy environments for their students, but they're also learning and growing, we felt like this is just one more thing that has been added to their plates that need not be there.
The Iowa Public Employees Relations Board's website shows 266 bargaining units voted to recertify with a variety of unions. 15 units voted against retaining union representation in contract talks. According to the Iowa Federation of Labor, nearly 99% of all those who participated in this month's recertification elections voted yes for union representation. Terry Branstad, who was governor in 2017, said Iowa's collective bargaining law had tilted too far in the union's favor, and he approved limiting contract talks to base wages as well as these annual recertification votes. Elsewhere in the news, President Trump rallied last night with thousands at the Omaha airport, urging Nebraskans and Iowans in the crowd to deliver a thundering defeat to Democrats.
I'm standing here freezing. I ask you one little favor, get the hell out and vote. The great red wave.
While Iowa awards its 6th Electoral College votes to the presidential candidate who wins the state, 3 of Nebraska's are awarded by congressional district, and the Electoral College vote from the district that includes Omaha is up for grabs. Trump conducted a sort of applause meter test at the start to gauge the makeup of the crowd.
Who's from Iowa? Raise, go. Who's from Omaha? You know what? We're going to be in Iowa soon. We'll do that one separately.
And that's a likely reference to the Des Moines rally Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to headline Thursday afternoon. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst was at the rally last night but did not speak from the stage.
Joni, thank you very much, and I heard you're doing very well. I just saw some very nice numbers.
Yes, he did during the Des Moines rally earlier this month. Trump mentioned the $28 billion in federal payments his administration has forwarded to farmers to make up for lost trade. Trump touted ethanol as well.
As president, I will always defend ethanol, okay? All right? Does Nebraska like ethanol too, by the way? Okay, good. I need that little assurance.
Trump began last night by promising to deliver a safe vaccine that will eradicate COVID.
Normal life will fully resume. That's all we want. We want normal life. Normal life. Go back 7 months. We'll take normal life.
Recent polls have shown the presidential race in Iowa to be a virtual tie. Joe Biden will campaign in the state Friday, his first trip to the state since he won the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak will bring her Continue Fighting for Iowa RV tour to Atlantic, Red Oak, and Council Bluffs today. First stop at 11 a.m. takes place at the Firehouse Restaurant in Red Oak. From there, she travels to Council Bluffs for a 1 p.m. stop at the Council Bluffs GOP office. Ernst will be in Atlantic at around 3:20 p.m. for a stop at the Cascotti GOP office at 422 Chestnut Street. Ernst served in the Iowa Army National Guard from 1993 to 2015, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. Iowa is among the small group of battleground states that may decide this year's presidential election. David Schultz is author of the presidential swing states, Why Only 10 Matter, and he puts Iowa in that group.
It has been a state where both Republicans and Democrats have been competitive, and actually over, let's say, the last 40 years, Republican presidential nominees and Democratic presidential nominees have actually won the state.
Over the past 40 years, the Republican candidates have won four presidential elections in 1980, 84, 2004, and 2016. And Democrats won the other six presidential races here in 1988, 92, 96, 2000, 2008, and 2012. Schultz says Iowa has a classic mixture of characteristics that make it a swing state in presidential elections.
Iowa, like the other swing states, has a high percentage of voters that declare themselves to be independent. Also, Iowa, like many of the swing states, is really sort of two states, the eastern part of the state being more Democratic, the western being a little bit more Republican, and also one more. It has both a high percentage of college-educated people and still a high percentage of white working class.
David Conchal, who managed Mitt Romney's Iowa campaign in 2012, says Donald Trump's 9-point margin of victory in Iowa 4 years ago was a bit of an outlier.
And it was all based on a deep-seated antipathy to Hillary Clinton. And then other than, of course, you know, Chuck Grassley's races and a few of Governor Branstad's, we've had competitive elections at almost every level.
Romney's running mate held an election eve rally at the Des Moines Airport back in 2012. And on the same night, President Obama rallied to thousands in downtown Des Moines. Drake University and political science professor Dennis Goldford said in-person appearances are a boost because ads have diminished returns at this point in the campaign. 20 years ago, George W. Bush beat Al Gore in Iowa by fewer than 5,000 votes. In 2004, Bush won the state by 10,000. Both margins of victory were less than 1%. Recent polls have shown that the 2020 presidential race in Iowa may be just as close. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.